Time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Just want to remind you to send me the link.
That's right. I forgot to. I will
That's
send
okay.
you that link.
You get busy. I mean, you. It's not like you're sitting there playing cards.
No, it was foggy coming in this morning.
Yep, and all indication of the milder air coming in. We'll get the clouds to break for a little sun. Low 60s today. You see that the record high is 63.
Yep.
Set back in 2016, so not too long ago, only 2 years ago. And then cloudy tonight with areas of fog again, very mild, mid-50s. And partly cloudy, unseasonably warm tomorrow, low 70s. The record for tomorrow is 67, set back in 1953, and that could be broken. Thursday, a little tricky. You notice that we're beginning to see a little frozen precipitation.
Yeah,
in this
I saw
forecast.
That. Where the hell did that come from?
Well, it comes from upstairs, but the cold front is going to be moving south. So we're going to have periods of rain. I kind of thought that maybe it would continue to move south and clear us out, but looks like it's going to be slower. But the cold air will filter in basically down on the ground or mid-levels. So as a result, we're going to fall through the 40s and into the 30s Thursday. This is a kind of weather pattern that Marshall hates. And some of the rain can mix with sleet or even freezing rain. That is on Thursday and into Thursday evening. Now, I think we'll start with a little sun because the front south of us on Friday, but then it comes back north around the low 40s. That will introduce some rain Friday night into Saturday. And then I think Saturday afternoon will just be cloudy. Sunday, Saturday night into Sunday, here comes another low across the Great Lakes. And it's going to bring rain in here, but it could start again as some sleet or freezing rain Sunday morning, late Saturday night, Sunday morning. So that'll be the next thing that we'll have to watch out. I think it stinks. What do you say?
I'd say, once again, it's this up and down weather, and it looks like we're going to be dealing with this through March.
Probably, unfortunately. You know, March is notorious for that.
Right.
So. So we probably will. Unfortunately, you're right.
But I guess we'll take the good with the bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, we are expecting 60s. You can't sneeze at that. Oh, well, you could.
What's it going to be in New York today when I get down there about 12:15?
It shouldn't be bad. You get a little sunshine. It should be mild. It should be in the 60s.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, so that shouldn't be too bad. I was just looking at the long range to see if they were pounding out any snow for us. And remember yesterday I told you that the models were sort of hinting at the first week of March.
Yeah.
They still are. The American model is giving us heavy snow for the first week of March. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But that's way, way down the line, as far as I'm concerned. Everything else has been relatively quiet, and I'm happy to say on schedule, except for this little sleet that we had to put in the forecast for Thursday. We'll see how that goes.
Yes.
Not a big deal. And that's it. All my DVDs are done. So I've done all of those, packaged them up. All of that's ready. And just keep moving right along. Had another window company here yesterday. Gave us another price. We have one more today. And then I'll make a decision after that.
For all new windows, right?
Have to. I mean, some of them are okay. But the way I look at it, if you're replacing 75% of them, you might as well just replace all of them and be done with it.
All right. Well, I don't know. I guess so, you know.
Like this guy that came here yesterday, he just said to me, he looked at the living windows, which are double hung, and he goes, you're wondering why it's so drafty in here? I said, what? He goes, look. And the seal, you know, the seal between the windows on the side, they all buckled.
Well, that's
not
good.
This is inside the window, you know, because there's double pane. Inside the window, those seals all buckled. He said, these windows are just not good windows. Now, I'm sure the seller put the cheapest windows in just to get sell the house. And we, of course, didn't recognize that. So, c'est la vie. It is what it is, Marshall. That should be the worst things in life, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, what can you do? I mean, you love the house.
Yeah. And that's it. So, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, these are things that come along with being an owner. You have to up and repair. So
now I'm gonna send a link to that you're gonna click on and upload to contact the contact email address. Okay.
You could send it to. You're better off sending it to Snow Pagano.
SNOW.
Yes.
Well.
And that's at Gmail. Yeah, because that I'll be able to. I'll be able to call that up a lot easier on the Mac, and then I actually you're just going to send the link that I'm going to upload to.
Okay, I just sent it to you right now.
Okay, good. Because I believe in Final Cut Pro, when you go to share, one of the options is email.
Well,
that's what I'm hoping. That I'll click on the file. It's going to come in two parts, part one and part two. I'll click it on and just click email, and hopefully you'll get it.
If not, all you have to do is click on that link, and it'll open up a spot, and then you can upload into that spot.
But could I use that link to just email?
I don't think so. I think you have to upload into it. When you click on it, it'll give you up in the right-hand corner, you'll see a thing where it says upload files, and you click the files on your computer that you want to upload.
Okay, let's try that.
Or else you could also, Pat, you could also do it, on the Google Drive that you have for the radio station.
Okay.
You could do it that way, too. You could upload it to the Google Drive to me.
Right, but I would have to get the files from the Mac, which is upstairs, downstairs.
So it's just as easy to do it that way. So, so just do it to the Dropbox.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I listen. I have extra copies, and if worse comes to worse, I could just put it in the mail.
So I quit Facebook for like 4 or 5 days.
Why?
After the shooting, because I couldn't take what people were writing anymore. I just couldn't.
Oh, I had paid it no mind to that.
So what I did is I quit for 4 or 5 days, and I called my friends later. I cut 500 friends out who post the most ridiculous, stupid, aggravating things in the world.
Really?
So, yeah.
But you get a lot of, when things happen like this, you get a lot of people. People that are pro-guns, people that are anti-guns, and that can go back and forth because that, as far as I'm concerned, that issue is almost as...
Well, that's what was happening, and everybody was posting these stupid, not everybody, but I finally just couldn't take it anymore, and I said, you know what? I took my time, and 500 people are now gone.
Wow.
Gone. History. And I can look up my feed and not have to see all this garbage.
Yeah. Everybody has their own opinions, and unfortunately,
I don't
you
mind
can
opinions.
Say whatever you want, but
I don't mind opinions. Know. But when they start posting these incorrect factual memes that have pictures and stuff, and they're just downright lies, I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, said, social media. Social media. Yeah.
Instead of losing friends, I figure I'll lose Facebook friends. I won't lose personal friends.
Okay, well,
boom.
That's good.
Gone. Clean them out. Gone.
Clean them out.
Cold the herd.
History.
Cold the herd is what I did.
Chopped liver.
All right, the bears are coming out around here already, Pat.
What does that mean? They're
They're actually
coming out of hibernation?
They've been in Connecticut, and now the first bear was sighted at Ankrum.
Uh-oh.
They're coming out of hibernation, which means it's time to lock down your garbage because they're coming out a little early.
That. What do they know that we don't know weather-wise?
Well, that's another thing. Who knows? But, well, you get weather like this where you get 60 and 70 for 2 days. And once they're up, they're up. It's not like they can go back into hibernation.
Really?
Huh? So I just thought I'd let you know. The bears are starting to come back already.
Great.
Yeah.
See, with this weather is just completely messing all of nature up, period.
It is. But, of course, there's no such thing as climate change.
Right. No such thing.
No such thing. Doesn't exist. As we go to 70 degrees tomorrow and then sleet the day after.
Listen, we had the snow Saturday night and Sunday we're in the 40s.
That's right.
So very much like, very much like.
All right.
Well, that's good. So you have a safe trip down to the Big Apple.
I will, and I will speak to you tomorrow morning, and we'll revel in the weather today, and we'll revel about the weather tomorrow, and hopefully you can get rid of that word sleet tomorrow.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
All right, Pat. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.